It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
I'm here at the Microsoft Technology Center in Waltham, Massachusetts for CRM Incubation Week. We've amassed five startups to go through and learn about CRM as an XRM platform and build out their solution using Microsoft resources in terms of hardware and people, as well as business advisors. So we should have a great week. We're going to learn about each one. They were culled down from a list of 30 potential candidates down to these five. So let's go learn more about these startups. Hi, I'm Larry Gregory. I'm here at Microsoft Incubation Week in Boston. I'm joined by Scott, Ken, Rich, and Michael from ForthLink. They provide resource and project management solutions for the professional services industry. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start by having you tell me a little bit about the solution itself. What space does it address?
So it addresses the professional services space, accountants, management consultants, systems integrators who bill for time. And what we're hoping to do by integrating with Microsoft CRM is to provide a complete end-to-end solution so people at the sales end of the opportunity can start to book resources and compare that to projects that are already in progress to see who's available, compare that to budgets, and really focus their sales efforts on under-allocated resources and thereby increase their utilization and their profitability.
Okay. And so the users of this resource would be what, management consultants?
As one group, yeah. The senior managers within those organizations whose goal is to keep their people as busy as possible for as long as possible.
Okay. And is that who would actually buy the solution as well? Like when you think about who the buying customer would be, would it be the senior manager within the professional services firm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And so tell me about the technology that you've built this up on. I know CRM is part of it, but...
Sure. Let's can address
sure.
that.
So what we've done is we have a product that we had developed in ASP that we're now fully re-baking into CRM. So when we're done, we started this week, when we're done, hopefully next week, we'll have a product that runs completely inside of CRM. So to the end user, it will be a complete seamless entry. So there'll be the sales team will be in the opportunity manager, selling, project management will now occur within the application. So from a senior management level, they'll be able to manage their resources, which are perishable. If you have a resource on the bench that is not out billable, you can never recoup that. So we want to give them that forward-looking view into how their resources are going to be allocated. We want them to be able to leverage that with what's already been sold, so what projects are already on. We want to make sure that we have an easy entry system for the people, whether it's an accountant or an IT professional or whoever's going out and consuming these resources. So the idea is to have an end-to-end solution from sales, marketing, right through project management and delivery, and of course billing.
Great. And so the kind of architecture that you have is you will still have this ASP.NET layer, and with the CRM as one of the engines, the CRM and database behind it as your engines. Is that
also so? CRM will be we're going to leverage the CRM platform. Mm-hmm. So all of the code level architecture will be under the CRM platform. So we're moving our separate database tables into CRM entities. We're using the CRM coding platform. We're also leveraging other Microsoft technologies like Silverlight for our dashboards, WPF for some other time entry and some other things like that, SharePoint and Windows reporting services. So all of those, SQL reporting services. So all that will be leveraged in to the app. So again, it'll be seamlessly part of Microsoft CRM when it's finished.
Excellent. And what do you see as the next steps for the company?
Well, once we have the product built, the other piece that we're trying to leverage is the 1,500 partners that Microsoft has out there on the street already selling Microsoft CRM. So once we have a product, we need a distribution channel. And by working with this already built-in channel, we hope to get it out on the street and get people to implement and use it. I mean, as Scott alluded to, sort of our R1, original revision, release one of this product, is out there. We have people using it. But we really need to provide sort of the CRM front end to it. And by having that, we give these partners a solution that they can bring to professional services firms in the areas where they work.
Scott, Ken, thank you very much for joining us here at Incubation Week and sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Today I'm going to show you our product that we built during CRM Incubation Week, Project 4 CRM. We have fully embedded a project management solution inside of Microsoft CRM. You'll notice on the left-hand navigation pane, we've added an area called Project Management. When I click on that area, we show our debt management dashboard. The dashboard consists of a view into our project start and end dates, the project name, and the company. If I mouse over some of these projects, I can actually learn more about the details here. As a project manager, if I wanted to actually drill into the specific project, I can simply click here, and it launches the project. Additionally, from the dashboard, if I want to learn more about the company, I can click on the company, and it will draw us into the company record. Now, this solution isn't just project management. It actually fully encapsulates the sales to project effort. So if we take a look at opportunities, you can see that we have an opportunity scheduled. And that opportunity, the salesperson has entered some tasks that the salesperson will believe will need to be carried out by our professional services organization. So we have a couple of tasks here. When that opportunity is won, the salesperson would close the opportunity as normal, indicate that it was won. And in doing so, what the salesperson has now effectively done has created in our project management solution area a new project. Here we go, Incubation Week Large Service Opportunity. And that project will now have carried over from the opportunity tasks, project tasks, these same two tasks that existed before, for the project manager to learn more, change, add details, and ultimately schedule out. Thank you for taking the time to watch our solution. We hope you enjoy it.